You know, earlier we talked about the birthday of a famous clone mouse, but this month happens to mark the 10th anniversary of the home of a collection of Hawaii's moving images. Everything from news stories from KGMB, KHON, and KITV to film clips from Bishop Museum's treasured archives. Do you recall this bit of real history with entertainer Don Ho?
The Singer Company proudly presents Hawaii Ho, starring Don Ho.
I guess you know we've just landed on one of the loveliest fleet of islands.
You know, we talked to Heather Juni, who founded the Digital Archives in honor of her father, Henry Juni, who served as a right-hand man for Senator Dan Inouye and who also became the U.S. Senate Sergeant of Arms in our nation's capital.
My father passed away in 2005. The senator's office, particularly Pat DeLeon, came to me and wanted to do something special in honor of my father. And that's when it came to me that one of the things that filmmakers were struggling with in Hawaii was a place for their tapes to end up. And when you're a young filmmaker, you don't think about these things. All you think about is creating your project and then think about which film festival you're going to get it into. You don't think about the raw footage or where the product is going to end up. And when I was a young filmmaker, I have to say that it was librarians that would seek us out and ask us for VHS copies or 3/4-inch copies of our work. And I never really understood it at that time of what they wanted it for, but they wanted it to preserve. They were trying to preserve television history, filmic history, cinematic history of Hawaii at that time. And unfortunately, they didn't have the support, I guess, for lack of a better description, to create an archive. And as time passed, people get older. There are different groups of filmmakers and archivists and librarians that would gather to try to figure out a way to make this happen. And it eventually did by 2006-07 when we started writing legislation for it. And then 2009 we got our first funding. And the name stuck. I stuck with it. I'm very happy at the outcome of this facility. It houses all the filmmakers' works as well as institutional work as well. And what we do here and what staff does here is preserve and maintain a moving image history of Hawaii, which is a primary educational resource. We have well over 50,000 media pieces that we are taking care of in our climate-controlled facility here at UH West Oahu. I would love to have everything digitized and available so that we could today start identifying who is in all those films and videos. Because right now, the footage that we have from the 20s and 30s, and I'd say 40s as well, we can't really identify them because the people have passed on, generation have passed on that we're now just looking at and in awe of, but we can't talk about the details of it, which is unfortunate. So I'm hoping that the boomer generation can spend some time identifying all the things that are on the footage now. And that is my hope for the future, is that we identify it, because by identifying it, by telling the stories behind those moments, just increases the value of the curriculum that will be used within the school system or with through research or however it can and will be used. I have to say that I feel very blessed because this archive, Ulu'ulu, focuses just on analog film and video. We're very exclusive that way. We do have some digital formats, but we really want to focus on digitizing everything we can on film and video before we move into the digitizing world. Most of the staff have graduated from the University of Hawaii and gotten their master's in library sciences, and they practice what they've studied. And what they've studied is best practices, and that doesn't mean hurry up and rush. It means just the opposite. It means taking your time, making sure that the tapes are clean, that the mold is clean, that there are no bugs, and that if there is a problem with one of the films, that it gets sent to the continent so that somebody who's a professional in that particular field can clean it up and deliver it to us in a digital format. We definitely do some digitization here in our facility, but the bulk of it, I have to say, goes to the mainland, and I think that's money well spent in that direction. And I'll just give you a quick reason why I say that is because originally when we first were creating this, I wanted to have it to become a work development program and have all the digitization come here. But that means that all this equipment would have to land here. And then where would we get the technicians from? And then we'd have to support the technicians that had to support the old equipment. And then the software that we were using to run the equipment from Austria or wherever it is, it was so expensive to like maintain or time consuming that staff was on the phone, you know, talking to technicians to fix something. So it's much better to split the grant money that we're fortunate to get and to be able to send a chunk of the media to a vendor, a trusted vendor in California or Georgia, wherever we go to and we use, that our money is better spent that way. But again, we do definitely do some digitization here. It's definitely it's a facility that takes money to run. Obviously, we have staff, and we have a process of digitizing the equipment. We have air conditioning to pay for. I mean, there's a climate control facility, and also we do backup, and the backup costs money too. You know, just to store our media isn't free. I mean, even as a home personal computer, if you have gigabytes, you have to store it in the cloud, you have to pay somebody. It's the same thing what we have here. The main thing is what we're trying to do is we're trying to collect everyone's footage now, okay? So I go out and I say, and because of where I am in my life, I know who most of the shooters were, most of the people that created content. I know them personally, so I would go out and strongly suggest that they donate their collection. To Ulu. But that donate didn't mean that they were giving up their copyright. That's the beauty of this facility, is we're not asking for the copyright. If you don't want to give it to us, you can keep the copyright, because that's a, you know, a headache if somebody wants to do commercial stuff with your property. So, but what we care about is preserving history, beautiful history that people have forgotten. You know, there are generations that have grown up here that have never seen sugarcane fields, you know, or different types of activity that no longer exist anymore. I mean, history is important. Remembering the past is important. It's important because you know what happened in the past, and you know, hopefully, how to do the future better. So this information that we have here, this collective memory that people had the wherewithal to capture on different types of equipment, is a treasure for Hawaii, and an exceptional gift for Hawaii and the world to see. And we not only collect footage from inside Hawaii, but we also collect it from outside, because there are lots of expats or people that were flying through here that took and collected beautiful film footage. And it's always interesting to see it from a different perspective, to see it from a different ethnic group, and to see it from an outsider and what they take pictures of.
That was Heather Juni, founder of the Ulu Digital Archives. Head archivist Janelle Kirante had this to share about the growing collection.
So on a typical day, we are touching film, we are going through boxes, we're opening cans and videotape cases just to see what we have in a collection. Make plans to get it cleaned and safely rehoused if needed so that we could store it in our vault for safe long-term storage, and then start making plans to digitize it for both preservation and access. Each collection tells a story, I think, and not just the story of who appears on the film or the video, but sometimes also a story of the filmmaker. For example, one collection that was very unique came from Molokai, from a filmmaker named Michael Dooley, who recorded a series of oral histories in the 1970s with Kupuna on Molokai. And so these stories, or these oral histories recorded in the 1970s, were recorded on a format called half-inch open reel videotape, which was a really, really early form of portable videotape that a lot of video artists and documentarians were able to take into the field for the first time and do video recordings. And these reels had been, you know, in his home in a non-air-conditioned environment and for over 40 years, and he wasn't sure that they were even going to be salvageable or playable after all this time. And so we worked with them to bring them over from Molokai. It was about 100 reels, and they were dirty, they were moldy, they were not in the best physical shape, but we worked with the lab and they were amazing, and they're online now. so it's a whole series of interviews with these kupuna from Molokai that we were able to digitize successfully and make available through our website. And now the filmmaker, one reason why he recorded these oral histories in the first place was because as a young man, he told me the story that he really needed the wisdom of these people to help him through a tough patch in his own life. And now hearing their voices again after 40, 45 years, he's now passing on their knowledge to a new generation of young people on Molokai, hoping that their stories will also help them as they helped him as a young filmmaker.
When I walked through here and I saw one of the screens that you have in the entryway, it was the George Cabral Senior and Junior Collection. And George Cabral Jr. worked at KHON, George Cabral Sr. worked at KITV, and I worked with him as they were making that transition from film to videotape. So I, on a personal level, I'm just thrilled that some of that has been saved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, that happens a lot at television stations where as the technology changes from one form to the other, you know, to make room for the newest equipment, the newest formats. Sometimes that older stuff gets kind of tucked away and discarded, you know, not for any malicious, you know, intent or anything like that. It's just because it's they need room, they need to, you know, upgrade to the newest technology. And so when Ulu'u started, it was actually at a good time when stations here in Hawaii were transitioning from their analog broadcast capability to digital broadcast. And so they were trying to find solutions. What were they going to do with all of their analog tape libraries? And so Ulu'u was able to come in and say, hey, you know, we can be a solution. You can come work with us. And we're starting this new archive that can handle these old formats. One success story was working with a film reel from the 1930s, I think, from Hawaiian Electric. And it was footage, it was a film reel that documented the installation of a power line and a power pole in downtown Hilo. And so the reel itself, the original reel, was about 2,000 feet. So like imagine a huge like platter or a large film reel. And it was one of those cases where just touching the film, it just crumbled. And but working with the archivist at HICO, she said, no, let's try. Let's send it to a lab and see if they can save any of it, because I think this is going to be really precious stuff. So we did. We sent it to a lab on the East Coast, and what they had to do was kind of unwind it enough to get to that central core of film, So out of that 2,000 feet, there is about 400 feet in the middle of the reel that was salvageable. And so they did. They were able to salvage it. They digitized it, and you know, it was about maybe 3 minutes of footage of downtown Hilo, 1920s, 1930s, and they are installing the electric pole.
One of the earliest.
Yeah. So that was an awesome success story.
And as we mentioned, a key part of saving the moving images is identifying the people in the film clips. The staff would like to hear from folks in the community who can help provide context. You think you could help? Well, the Ulu'ulu Digital Archives is located within the library at the University of Hawaii West Oahu campus.